This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. It's from the biography written by Carl Sandburg. Beyond Indiana was something else. Beyond the timber and the underbrush, the malaria, milksick, there must be something else. In the opening pages of the many volumes of Sandburg's classic, he weaves a sense of yonder. There is the presence of something else going on beyond the, quote, snake rail fences made by hands hard and crooked as the roots of walnut trees, he wrote. Now, the southern Indiana boyhood home of Lincoln is a place I've been, many millions of Americans have been, and my experience was that there was a spirit in the air, something caught in the sunlight and the breeze among the leaves of the high trees. Sandburg tells us that Lincoln's mother, Nancy Hanks, carried this hope of something else other than hardship and suffering. Quote, there was a consolation leading to easy slumber in the Beatitudes. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. The heart songs and the meditations of her heart communicated a yonder hope from mother to son. But not just the language of religious hope and spirits in the air of Lincoln's Indiana boyhood home. The Ohio River flows into this history. Sandburg writes, here was the life flow of a main artery of American civilization at a vivid time of growth. Steamboats, flatboats, houseboats floating toward some new destination. Lincoln would build a flatboat and take the cargo down the Ohio to the Missouri to New Orleans, to the Mississippi, and then to New Orleans. There was power in this new American civilization. Lincoln, a grown man, heard a lecture about that power at a low point in his own life. Ralph Waldo Emerson said in that lecture, "The world is upheld by the veracity of good men." And so Lincoln emerged full of a sense of yonder, full of meek beatitudes, full of the words of truth for America to hear, full of a sense of his own power and the power of something yonder, something beyond Indiana, but still a part of it. We need such power today to light us down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.